Amazon cancels best-selling conservative author for opposing transgenderism. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 23, 2021. Big tech has tightened its stranglehold on conservative ideas by censoring a best-selling book that undermines transgender ideology by showing its lack of scientific grounding. Renowned scholar Dr. Ryan T. Anderson released his book When Harry Became Sally, responding to the transgender moment exactly 3 years ago. But only now, just days before a congressional vote on the Equality Act, Amazon has decided to erase the book from its website. Amazon has canceled the meticulously researched book not because of any factual errors or incendiary language, but because it counters the gender ideology popular in woke circles. Noteworthy experts in the field, including the former psychiatrist-in-chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital, have heaped praise on the book, Anderson told Breitbart News Tuesday. And no one has yet produced a serious scholarly response to the arguments it makes. Anderson said that he has reached out to Amazon in an effort to find out what the tech giant found so intolerable about the book, but so far company executives have declined to respond. Some may find it eerie that Amazon has decided to cancel one of the Equality Act's most prominent critics, just before the controversial legislation comes to vote. A Wall Street Journal op-ed noted Tuesday that just when tech censorship has reached unprecedented levels, two congressional Democrats have written to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos requesting more ideological suppression of uncomfortable ideas. "Our country's public discourse is plagued by misinformation, disinformation, conspiracy theories, and lies," write reps Anna Eshoo and Jerry McNerney in their letter to Bezos, echoing claims that right-wing media is much more susceptible to such misinformation. Corporate media censorship, such as Amazon's scrubbing of a heretical book, is accelerating, the journal's editors observe. And government is right alongside, pushing for censorship with increasing force. "Part of the problem is big tech's near monopoly of the market," Anderson told Breitbart News. "It's as if a whole bunch of booksellers all got together and decided to blacklist a book just because they disagreed with its thesis. My prediction is that in the short run I'll sell thousands more copies of the book thanks to Amazon's censorship," Anderson notes. "In the medium run, things will get worse for those who hold to traditional American values. But in the long run, a people can struggle against the natural law for only so long," he said. Follow @WilliamsRome.